טובים, זה צדיקים, מבינים? שמו שפירה, השרה, הפייג'
פייג' 492, moving towards the end of the book, פרק למד אס.
Even though Shmuel was a very hidden person, and people, you talk, tell them about this book, they told me he read this book, people knew Shmuel, they said, you know, when you saw Shmuel, you didn't see this. When you take all these little stories and put them together, you have a huge thing over here. Everyone knew he's huge, but you don't see on him. Okay? Take all these little stories, it becomes this book called Asaraf, and I'm Shmuel Shapiro, the angel. Right? But people didn't really know him. But all the Dodai saw it, even though they didn't have, like Dodai said, they didn't have a connection with him like regularly, they respected him and honored him very much. So Rabbi Reuben Yosef Gershonovitz, he was one of the Talmidim of Chazon Ish, said that once he stood and he was Meshamesh the Chazon Ish, and I saw a Jew from Yerushalayim coming to Chazon Ish, telling him about one of his family members, which they're deadly ill, they're on his deathbed, and he wants to be sure. Chazon Ish says, where do you live? He says, I live in Katamon. You live in Katamon? And you come to Bnei Brak to me? You have Rav Shmuel Shapira. Go ask the brother of Rav Shmuel Shapira. He lives in your neighborhood. Go to him. Why do you come to me? See, I respected Rav Shmuel very much. Another story happened, and one of the family members of Shmuel, right, his daughter-in-law, Rav Yaakov Shapira's, I know him, his wife, after they got married, she met her teacher from school, and she asked her, oh, you got married to Shmuel Shapira's family? Yeah, you know what family you got married into? I'll tell you, Shmuel, this is one. When my mother-in-law was sick, this teacher is telling a story. So my husband went to Bnei Brak to Chazon Ish to ask for refuah, for help, for refuah. So Chazon Ish asked, where do you live in Yerushalayim? You come to Yerushalayim when you have when you have Yerushalayim, it's something like a Shmuel Shapira. Shmuel Shapira. And for a long time, Chazon Ish is telling you, Shmuel Shapira. Chazon Ish. He doesn't waste a moment of his life. Right? And he was like, Shmuel Shapira, over and over. When he heard this, immediately he went out and he was looking, who's the Shmuel Shapira? Until he found him in some corner. That's the Shmuel Shapira? Right? He heard it. It's now Chazon Ish, it wasn't a little person. Mention it. So when he went to Shmuel, and he asked him a bracha, he says, me? Why do you want a bracha for me? Why am I? So when the Shmuel heard that, he told him, what do you mean? The Chazon Ish mentioned your name 10 times, and I came to you. You're not going to give me a bracha? He says, you know what? Fine. He gave all kinds of brachas. Another story of the Chazon Ish from Binyamin Rimer, I guess one of the students also. It was a Sheva Bachas by Shmuel's neighbor. You know who Shmuel's neighbor was? Remember? Abel Yashi, his neighbor. Right? And they were missing a 10th for Minyan. So one of the children of Shmuel Shapira was around, so he went in for a Minyan. So amongst the people who were eating was also Rav Mordechai Mirimel, the Mashkiach of Chebin. He was a Mechutin with Abel Yashi. Their children were married. And when he heard that, when Mordechai heard that the 10th person is of Shmuel's son, he told him, I know that the Chazon Ish had great ha'aracha, appreciation to the Kedusha, to the holy sanctity of Shmuel Shapira. And he used to send a lot of time people who had serious troubles to get brachas from Shmuel Shapira. Between Rav Shmuel and his cousin and neighbor, Rav Eliyoshi Zatzal, right? They had a great, very strong relation, very respect each other very much. And Rav Moshe Eliyoshi, the son of Rav Eliyoshi, said that his father, he admired Rav Shmuel very, very rarely, in a rare way. there were two different type of people. Rabbi Yoshi was all sechel, very focused, very learning and everything. Rabbi Shmuel, and it seemed like he was with no feeling. And Rabbi Shmuel was all feeling, all excitement to Hashem. Once there was a Shabbat Baruch Zeh Shmuel Shapira, and Rabbi Yoshi came in also to wish Mazel Tov, and he sat there for a long time looking at Rabbi Shmuel, how he's acting during the meal. But when he came back home, Rabbi Yoshi praised Rabbi Shmuel endlessly. How did he eat, and how did he wash, and how did he bench, and how did he... He praised him a lot. Shmuel was one of the few rare people that Rabbi Yoshi had any interest in their spiritual life or personal life. The son of Shmuel, of Moshe, said that when they were kids, they were very much influenced by Rav Shmuel Shapira. They remember lighting candles of Shmuel Shapira. Right? He was singing for a long time. So he used to look for a long time to see at his face, to see a holy man. They were the same age. Rav Shmuel and Rav Yoshi were about the same age. Yeah. Maybe Rav Yoshi was a couple of years older. More or less the same age. Maybe a year or two old, not more than that. So Shmuel will be today, if he'll be alive. 101 maybe. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yoshi will be 103. Mm-hmm. So you're different. So their children are more or less the same age also. And whoever's alive, by Rabbi Yoshi, some people are next already. So when Rabbi Shmuel, after he moved from Katamon, he lived in Hanan 10. Chof Hanan 10, which is right behind the shul. When you go out of the shul from the back way, the rest of the shul is right there. You go to the right, a few buildings down on the right side is Rav Shmuel's house. His son, Rav Shimon Shapira, Tzadik Rav Shimon Shapira, davens there. I daven on Shabbos in the rest of the shul. Regular Shabbos davening, Rav Shimon Shapira, he davens second minion, until Shmon Esra, he davens. He couldn't say Kaddish, he was crying. A simple Kaddish of Shabbos. Crying, can't continue saying the word. I'm blue. Tzadik. Gam. I'm blue. When Rav Yoshi used to be sick, he used to send his wife immediately to Rav Shmuel's wife to ask her husband, Rav Shmuel, to daven for him. And also, Rav Shmuel admired and respected very much Rav Yoshi. They were both huge, yeah? And they wanted to put an air conditioner for Rav Shmuel in the house when he was sick. So he said, no way, don't put it. He said, why? Because if you put the air conditioner, it might, the noise of the outside the fan might make bother the neighbor. There's a picture here of the house if you want to see. Second. You can see. The door is of Shmuel's house, uh-huh. And the windows on the right are Rabbi Yoshi's house. Mash neighbors. Yeah, the one wall attached to them. There was another story where in the hard times of Shmuel, the end of his life, and he was very sick, he had the Parkinson attacks. Sometimes it goes up and down and stuff. It gets worse and worse also. So at the end of his life, where he could hardly do anything, the Parkinson was so bad, and it kills you at the end also. So he once fell off the bed in the middle of the night, and his wife woke up from the hit, that she heard the hit, says, "Excuse me, help, help!" You know, so Shmuel, out of his, he's all in the like that. right? Please, Freda, please have mercy. Don't bother our neighbor. He's learning Torah. Oh, that's what he cares for. So the rabbi says, what should I do? You're on the floor. I can't pick you up. I don't have enough kraft to pick you up. What, are you going to lie on this on the floor until the morning? So we'll wait. We'll wait until the morning. The grandchildren will come. They'll help you. You can't bother him with learning. So what? But Shimon, our grandson, is supposed to come only in the morning. For Shabbat, in 5 hours. What, you lie like this on the floor in pain for 5 hours? 5 hours. I'll lie on the floor for 5 hours. As long as Rabbi Yashiv continues learning. That's what I expected, Rabbi Yashiv. 1967, Tov Shin Chav Zayin. Six-day war. There wasn't really a bomb shelter in that areas. Yeah, but what they put a lot of times, either everyone went to the down floor, to the bottom floor. Yerushalayim was bombed like crazy by the Jordanians and stuff. Especially here. This was the border, don't forget. This was the border.
I mean, literally.
This building? Mm-hmm. This building was... Uh-huh. We're sitting in the border right now. Okay, the border was going down here. There was no Kvish Echad. The border, but there was... No. The main road went Shiftei Yisrael, and it passed by here, and then it went that way, to where Shimon HaTzadik is. There was no Kvish Echad, and then there was Shimon HaNavi.
Everybody has Kvish Echad as well?
The big road. No, that's Kvish Echad, the city Kvish Echad. There's also Kvish Echad that goes from Tel Aviv until the Dead Sea.
Oh, so it's not that?
No.
I thought there's one road that goes from all the way from Akron to all the way down south, that's called Kvish Echad.
No, that's Kvish Tishim. Road 90, that goes all the way from the top point of Israel until Eilat. Road 90. It's a nice road.
There's a good one,
it's supposed to be Kibish
Shesh or something, that's just a new one.
Yeah. It goes from Haifa, about, until Be'er Sheva, so far.
Be'er Sheva's down?
Yeah. Top. Anyways, so during the Six-Day War, in three Arab countries, Jordan, Egypt, and Syria were attacking Israel at the same time. And the Jewish settlement here in Israel wasn't a serious danger. And so in the bottom of the shul, under the bottom Beis Medrash, there's a basement over there, and that's where they went in there. Today there's a machsan over there, and there's a cheder ochel and stuff like that.
What's that cheder ochel?
Cheder ochel. Dining room.
Dining room. Okay.
Whatever, it's under the road level, so it's safer. So that's where people went, and not only people who died in there, all kinds of tzaddikim also lived in the area went there when there was sirens going off. So who was there? Rav HaKadosh of Modchem Izvil. I think he's the father of the Zvil Rebbe today. He was just nifter a few years ago. 5 years ago, maybe less. 4 years ago. And Rav Shmuel Shapira. And Rav Eliyashiv, all the biggest tzaddikim in one bomb shelter. I would have wished to be in that bomb shelter. Right? Our Beis Medrash was right near Shaar Mendelbaum. Like this thing.
You mean here?
Uh-huh. The Beis Medrash is right here. Right? Not far. Right? Not far from here. It's a new one.
It's 5 minute walk.
Yeah.
You mean the main breast of Shul?
Yeah.
On Meir Shemini.
Yeah. So there was a bomb that fell right near the Shul. And people were very scared. Right? People were crying. People were screaming. So the Zvil Rebbe was sitting there just saying Az Yashir Moshe. Right? The Song of the Sea. With Dveikus. Rav Eliyashiv with the Gemara like this. Like nothing happened. There was a bomb just fell a few meters from there. Mm-hmm. And Shmuel with the Tikkun HaKlali. Screaming, Tikkun HaKlali, Tikkun HaTzor, screaming. There were twice the people sitting in that, so to speak, bomb shelter And once there were bombs that were right next to it. Once, a bomb that fell in the shul, right above the thing, nothing happened. Second time, that the bomb hit the bomb shelter from the top, and it didn't go through. And even the hedef, right, the impact, which would kill people, in fact, it killed people, get the death, get a heart attack, get all the nothing working, right? It didn't do anything. It was a big, two miracles. So, and I said already that Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was a cousin with Rabbi Yoshua. Shkoyach, everyone. Baruch Hashem, we came back. That's Hashem. We came back now. And I also came back a week. I never stopped.
It was a time when our bomb fell into the...
After Lashmul left the apartment to go down to the shelter, a bomb, I don't remember if it was 60 war or the previous war, but a bomb came into the kitchen, landed there and didn't explode.
So Lashem, tomorrow, what time? Berech at 120, 125.
They wanted to make Lashmul the chief baba from Shalayim. What, me? Who am I? All the rabbis voted to Chachamim wanted him. They knew what his level really was. He was so enough, so humble. And he said, "You know, you're making a joke or what?" You know, as if he doesn't know anything.
Did
you
finish the Shemitah and everything?
Yeah.